Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Clinton Monchuk, the Executive Director of Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan. Thanks for joining us, Clinton.
Thanks for having me again, Bruce.
February 11th was Canada's Agriculture Day. First of all, what is Canada's Agriculture Day, and what is the goal of the observance?
So Canada's Agriculture Day is just a single day from coast to coast that we as Canadians can celebrate agriculture. And this is in any form, whether you're a producer or a consumer, which we all are, of food, to just talk a little bit more about the food that we grow in this country and the farmers who grow it. So it's a great opportunity, was a great opportunity to have a lot of different, whether it's producers or consumers, kind of sharing the festivities. And again, it was coast to coast. A lot was online with social media, but there were different events that happened throughout the country as well.
What types of activities highlighted the observance this year, and where did they actually take place?
So the big one was the conference that took place in Ottawa, in the nation's capital, and that kind of drew in different speakers talking about Canada's agriculture and some different ways to engage with consumers. Closer to home in Saskatchewan, we partnered with a few different organizations and groups to put on different events with Farm and Food Care. So the Livestock and Forage Center of Excellence had a great event, a lunch and learn at the University of Saskatchewan. We also partnered with the Agriculture College of Agriculture and the Agribiz Students Association to have just kind of like a meet and greet as students were coming in from the main bus drop off at the University of Saskatchewan and greeted them with a free cookie and opportunity to chat with different farmers that were there and representatives about what farmers do in Saskatchewan.
In terms of social media, what types of activity did we see and what was the significance of that?
So we had a couple different, so the hashtag CDN Ag Day was kind of coast to coast. They also used Forks Up, which kind of a little bit more on the food side of things. But both of those hashtags we used in numerous different posts, and even myself included, posted some different posts from my own family talking about how not only we grow the food, but we consume it as well. And I think they're great messages to a lot of urbanites that don't have the ability to necessarily talk to farmers. So you could kind of catch up with them on social media so they can have a little better understanding of what farmers are doing in this country.
How did participation this year compare with that of previous years? And what was kind of the driving force behind that?
So I think in the most part, we're not going to know on the social media side until we kind of tabulate all the analytics. But it appeared that the pickup was fairly huge. I know we were trending for a little bit throughout Canada using the hashtag CDN Ag Day. So that was excellent in terms of the lunch and learn and the students that went through. There were 3,000 cookies that were purchased for students coming on campus, and my understanding was majority of them were actually taken. So great attendance, great pickup, and I think it just builds year after year for this event, and we do definitely look forward to doing it again next year.
What types of questions do consumers tend to be asking? And why? And what do we see in terms of the level of consumer interest overall?
So I think that the level of consumer interest is high, and some of the stats to back that up from the Canadian Centre for Food Integrity indicate that roughly 60% of Canadians want to know more about how their food is being produced. In terms of questions, you know, I had a wide gamut of questions, from simple things to, you know, what do you use to harvest your crops and plant your crops, and which we had pictures of that, to more complicated issues like royalty rights for Seed, which was actually an urbanite, somebody from Edmonton that actually asked me some fairly in-depth questions around farmers' rights to save seed and some of the new legislation that, that the government is looking at. So it really varied from end to end on some of the questions. But again, just having the opportunity to talk about what farmers are doing with consumers is an excellent opportunity to share the message.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I just want to say thank you to a lot of the farmers that did post something. I know I saw a lot of my own friends on Facebook, farming friends, that they posted different stories or different pics, all the way to my friends who are dietitians or work in the food industry. So it was great to see the effort and the participation really from all forms of different backgrounds. And like I said before, we're really looking forward to doing this again in 2021.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Clinton Monchuk, the Executive Director of Farm and Food Care Saskatchewan. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.